Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
Have you ever been asked to do something? Well, of course we all have. One lesson I learned in high school, I learned from one of my teachers in health. And he took a stick and he set it up and he held it just a couple inches over the ground and he said, jump over it. So the guy he picked to do this, he just stepped over. Raised it up a few more inches, now it was a foot off the ground. He said, jump over it. And he just stepped over. Raised up a little bit more and he said, go, jump again. This guy now took a couple steps and got over it. He said, now, when it was a foot high, why did you just step? Why didn't you jump? He said, well, because I could do it. And when he sat down, the lesson of that was, why do we do just enough to get by and not give it everything we have from the get-go? Verse I want to look at today is Matthew 5, verse 41 says, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. We need to go above and beyond because as Christians, we're looked at differently. As God's children, we are looked upon to be more than just the average human being. We're looked upon as God's representatives. And in the world in which we live, we are the only gospel that many people will ever read. We are the only ones they will ever hear of Jesus Christ through because they choose not to go to church. They choose to separate themselves from God and His people. So therefore, by you going across their path, by me standing in front of them, this is how they see God. We don't need to just do what's asked, but we need to go above and beyond. So that way they can see God's goodness, they can see God's greatness through our humble lives.
Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on a plain path.